Hello.
Hi, my name is Rachel. I'm calling you from Independent Home Care. It is Katrina.
This is Jake.
Hi, I'm calling you because we currently have job openings for certified caregivers, and I was wondering if you're interested.
And where are you located?
Our office is in Syracuse, but we service a lot of counties upstate New York.
Girl, yeah, I need a job, yes, and I'm certified, yes.
Okay, great, amazing. So for starters, I can send you an application. You can start working on that. Just let me pull that up. Okay. I'm just going to take your basic information. Okay. What's your first and last name? Can you spell that for me, please?
Katrina, K-A-T-R-I-N-A, last name Sutton, S-U-T-T-O-N.
Okay. And are you PCA or HHA certified?
PCA.
Okay, amazing. And what's your address?
1027 Highland Street, Apartment 8, Syracuse, 13203. Again, that's 1027 Highland, H-I-G-H-L-A-N-D, Street, Apartment 8.
Okay, perfect. And your email address?
My email address is, now, can I ask you a question? I went to the Social Security building to get my receipt for a Social Security card. Do you take that as a form of ID?
What? I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
The Social Security receipt and the ID, do you take that for two forms?
The Social Security receipt and your
receipt.
ID.
Yeah, the receipt stating that you're getting one in the mail, and then they give you that receipt from.
Okay. I am going to double check, okay, and get back to you tomorrow about that. I am almost sure. Do you have something else, like a birth certificate or something?
I have an ID.
Okay. Like a driver's license?
Yeah, but I am getting my birth certificate. I will be having my birth certificate on the 28th.
Okay, so let me just send you the application just to put you, like, in the system, and then I'll let you know tomorrow about the Social Security receipt.
Okay, my email is k60850144@gmail.com.
Gmail.com. And do you speak any other languages?
I speak a little French.
Okay.
And I know a little bit of Spanish, just a little bit, not a lot.
Okay. Would you be able to understand someone speaking Spanish?
A little bit of Spanish. I'm not frequently, but I know a little bit, so maybe, yeah.
Okay. Okay. And what would your availability be like?
My availability would be mornings every day, but Thursday and Wednesday, I could do mornings all those days, and then I could do evenings, but Thursdays and Wednesdays every day.
Okay. Okay, so I'm just writing daytime hours, and once we get you started, we'll review your schedule, okay?
I could do evening, too. Put evening down so I could do overnight shift. It doesn't matter.
Oh, okay, so you're really flexible. Okay, that's great.
Yep. I'm a hard worker.
Okay. Okay. So you're going to receive an email with the application, and tomorrow I'll contact you about the IDs, and we'll pick it from there.
Okay, because I got a DMV ID, and then I went to the Social Security building because, you know, the government had a shutdown.
Mm-hmm.
I went to the Social Security building to get a receipt stating that when I'm going to get my Social Security card, and they say you can use the other, like, paper receipt as a form of Social Security card. Well, I have that, and I am waiting to get my birth certificate on the 28th.
Okay. Okay. That sounds good. Okay. So let's be in touch tomorrow.
Okay. So I'll be looking out for the information to fill out.
Exactly.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.